episode number 122. Today is the 20th of August 2022, and I'm your host, Adrian. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, You Haven't Changed a Bit, Have You? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Enjoy reading and sharing with all of you the top 6 quotes on, You Has Not Changed a Little. If anyone in your life has told you have changed, and you can tell it is not in a good way, here are some things to keep in mind. Look back at your life, see if you can pinpoint a time that things changed. We may be holding onto an illusion that we have not changed one bit, but if you want a dose of reality, shock your memories with photos from years past. We do not always notice it until we try and compare our young memories to faces that have aged over the years. Maybe that is because we do not want to admit we are changing and growing older. Whether we admit it or not, we are also thinking differently than before. Maybe it is just that we have become so caught up in our lives that we have failed to notice the changes. Sometimes, I think that an awful lot of technology is just busywork, something that we created to help conceal the fact that human situations, things that affect and scare us and move us, are unchanged. It is not like seeing somebody every day, or even looking in the mirror every day. When you throw it out with an old friend from high school, they say that you have not changed one bit. You know, you have not changed at all since you were in high school, said a fellow student. I heard that you've changed a lot, which made me wonder whether or not I really had changed. I do not want to be meeting with the same people another decade from now and hearing I have not changed one iota. When my 20-year high school reunion comes around, I believe if I hear, you have not changed a bit, it is just because I kept some vestige of the guy look, not because I am not who I used to be. I am still in love with people that I was listening to growing up, so I fully recall what it was like to be a fan, and that has not changed. Haters say I am changing, I am not changing at all. Indie kids say I ruined all their favorite songs, different. I could make jars, cause I was just a few years removed from being a young dad and a pastor. I was not going through the motions of getting somewhere specific, so it has not changed. I do not have an interest in changing the system, because the system is just going to be paid off again by the people that did not change. I read it as one of the hardest things we can accomplish. To let decades go by without meaningful change is to waste the time we are given. I think when you look at the people, in business and government, that do not have some kind of moral compass, that just switch sides and say whatever they feel is the popular people's thing, in the end, they are losers. Leith Mitchell told us it is almost impossible to change a personality, it is possible to change behavior, but you need to want it bad enough. Personally, I feel like quitting cigarettes is easier than trying to change your behavior. Over the break, I have been reading the book Triggers by Marshall Goldsmith. It is a great book to read if you are trying to change your behavior. It talks about environmental factors which may influence our capacity for change, awareness, as well as willingness to change. Vote up the best answers for Have You Changed? If you can think of a cleverer comeback, please let us know. See the top voted comebacks to someone saying you have changed, determined by the voters I should have said. When somebody says I have changed, in a sense, I have, that is just fine. Everything that was going on during the first quarter is still old monopolies, you really have not changed that much about the system. These things have not changed since people got their driver's licenses. Yes, but times have changed. Yes, times have changed, but people have not. Here on Earth, we change, grow older, and are ultimately included in the obituary. Life takes us down various paths, and sometimes these paths cross again in just a few years. The big secret all seniors share is you do not really change at all at 70 years of age or 80 years of age. Sometimes, people will use telling you have changed as a way of manipulating or controlling you. If you are making positive changes in your life and evolving as a person, the people closest to you might disapprove of your new fabulous you and bemoan you for doing so. Oops is a sound that we make as we perfect our beliefs and strategies. Therefore, looking back on the past time and not seeing any things that you did wrong means you did not learn or have changed any thoughts.
Sins. Characters on You Have Not Changed a Little by Astrid Blodgett. You Have Not Changed a Little lived instead of played. Congratulations, Astrid Blodgett, on your 13 short stories. You Has Not Changed a Bit. The collection of 13 stories took 10 years to finish. My companies, like EasyJet, changed many lives. I do not know what you would call rock and roll, but certainly, I think that the stuff from the 1960s, Bob Dylan and the Beatles, changed the world in small ways. The old clockmakers failed because they could not think differently, to shift their inner program.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Adrian and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.